Well, let's look at Psalm 55 and verse 22. It says, cast thy burden upon the Lord. Who's the inference there? That's us, right? That'd be me. I'm to cast my burden upon the Lord. And when I do, what does it say? He shall what? Sustain thee. Hallelujah. So as we cast our burden upon the Lord, he shall sustain thee. He shall keep me. Hallelujah. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. We're the righteous. Isn't that what 2 Corinthians 5:21? He's made us righteous in Christ. So if you're in Christ, you are righteous. You've been made, as it says, the righteousness of God in him or in Christ. Let me read some of these other translations here in Psalm 55. I like this. This is the Message translation. It kind of says it probably the way I would say it. It says, pile your troubles on God's shoulders. That's a good way of saying it. Pile it on, God. I'm piling it on you. This says, pile your troubles on God's shoulders. And it says, he'll carry your load. He'll help you out. He'll never let good people topple into ruin. I like that. Pile your troubles on your husband. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It says, pile your troubles on your wife. Oh, no. Pile your troubles on your boss. No, it says, pile your troubles on God's shoulders. And what happens when you do? He'll carry your load. He'll help you out. He'll never let good people topple into ruins. The NIV says, cast your cares on the Lord. He will sustain you, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. The Amplified says, cast your burden on the Lord, releasing the weight of it, and he will sustain you. He will never allow the consistently righteous to be moved, made to slip, fall, or fail. There's an older version, the Young's literal translation. It says, cast on Jehovah that which he hath given thee, and he doth sustain thee. He doth not suffer forever the moving of the righteous. So when we cast our burden upon the Lord, he will sustain us. Now that word sustain means to support, to nourish, to bear, to feed, to keep you, to guide you, to hold you, to provide for you. So that means when I cast this weight of this care upon the Lord, he will take it. He will provide. He'll fix, he'll work it out. As we heard this morning with some testimonies, God will work out the issues. Now, we're not meant, you know, I was thinking about this the other this week. I was sharing this in Nanuet. There are, I know some people. I'm not a medical person. I don't have any training in medicine. But I know people that do. And they've told me that the body is not designed to handle extreme amounts of stress. It is not designed to. And this particular person, she's a registered nurse. She said, and there are some medical terms that are used. I forget the term at this point. But Extreme stress or consistent stress can cause, of course we know this, can cause all kinds of gastrointestinal issues for people. You know, they say, ye tore up inside here. But it also can cause issues, the whole stress, or I think they call it the asymptomatic, there's some terms I'm not familiar with, but they said it can cause, stress can cause extreme constipation to the point where people are just, they can't go. Now you can go the complete reverse, and it says it can cause extreme diarrhea in someone, and it has nothing to do with diet. Neither of them have nothing to do with diet. It's stress. So the body was never designed to handle or carry stress. But God has given us the answer. He says, pile it on me. That means when anything concerns you, you're not to be carrying it. You're not to hand, you're not to be saying, well, I'll take some. This says, cast thy burden upon the Lord. That doesn't mean you take some of it and he takes some of it. That means he takes all of it. And that's what that means. So let's say that. Let's say it. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. Who? Me. I cast my burdens upon the Lord, whatever it is. And I would sit down, if I sat down with every one of you, the same, there's something that concerns you. And that concern should be put and cast upon the Lord. And he said, when you do, and he will sustain thee. So we're to cast that burden, so whatever that is, some heaviness, something that troubles you, something that bothers you, we are to cast that upon the Lord. Amen. So what are we supposed to do with it? Cast it upon the Lord. Turn over to Matthew for a moment. Matthew 11 is a familiar scripture. Matthew 11, 29. And there's many, some familiar scriptures here, but Matthew 11, 28, 29, and 30. Matthew 28, I'm sorry, Matthew 11, 28, excuse me. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you what? Rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Verse 30, for my yoke is easy and my what? My burden is light. Now there is what I would call if you are working or you're doing work for the Lord, there is a yoke, what we would call a yoke of service for the Lord. In other words, if I'm working for the Lord, there could be a yoke or a burden. But what does he say? He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So if God gives you an assignment, there is a grace to do that assignment. And it is not a burden. It is not a heavy load for you. It could be for somebody else because they don't have the grace, the anointing to do that. So if God assigns you to do something, there should be, if he did assign you to do it, there should be a grace and anointing that goes along with that assignment. So that that assignment is not a burden. It's easy for you. Everybody understand that? But it may not be easy for me. It may be a headache for me and a burden. So I'm out of place. See? But now, if you're doing something that you're not assigned to do, or you're taking on cares of something that you shouldn't, then it is a burden. And we shouldn't carry that burden. We should not carry it. Whatever it is, whatever your... think about this other scripture. Back up. I'm thinking about this here when we talk about cares. Back up to Matthew 6. What does it say in Matthew 6? It says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? So in other words, take no thought. How are we going to make it? How's this going to happen? Take on this care, this weight. What am I supposed to do? Cast that burden upon the Lord. Philippians 4:6. Be careful, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. So when there's a care, there's an anxiousness, there's a concern, a heaviness about something, do I carry it for a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks? And finally, when I'm wore out and I'm frazzled, then I think about, oh yeah, maybe I should have had a V8. Maybe I should go to God, right? No. When I'm feeling heavy about something, I can tell you this, if you're married, you don't wait a week to tell your mate. Sometimes you may, but if it's on your heart, you're going to say something. Honey, we need to talk about this. And so that's the point, that if you're in a relationship with God, he says, bring it to me. Pile the troubles on me, I'll take it. I'll handle it. So why carry it? Does that register with y'all? Yes. Whatever it is. Same thing. Let's turn to 1 Peter 5:6. Another scripture that talks to this. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. So we are not supposed to carry these things on our hearts and minds. We're not to be heavy laden with them. 1 Peter 5, chapter 6, it says, humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So we're to cast all of our care upon him. So what happens if I did that and nothing changed? What am I supposed to do? It says cast your care. So you continue to throw it off. In other words, if some of the translations, when it says in Psalm 55, it says, cast thy burden on the Lord. Some of the translations say, throw your burdens off. So what if you throw them off and they don't change? You're supposed to not take them, throw them off. It's like somebody, if I threw something on you and you threw it off and I threw it back, what would you do? Keep it? No, you'd throw it off. I don't want this. This is not mine. And you throw it off. If I keep throwing it back, you throw it off. That's what we're supposed to do. We're taking on when we say, well, it didn't change. Well, that would be like me throwing something on you, and you just lay down and take it. No, throw it off. Keep throwing it off. And it'll change, because God said it will do. You throw it off, he'll change it. He will sustain it. He'll sustain me. And Paul talked about this. I'll read it. You don't have to turn there. But Paul talked about the cares that came upon him daily, the cares of the church. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 28, he said, "Beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches." But Paul was also the same one that wrote in Philippians, "Be careful for nothing." So he had to apply the same thing. He had to do the same thing. The cares came upon him daily of all the churches, but then he also had the revelation, "Be careful, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God." So we can't, Brother Hagin used to say this, we can't stop feelings from coming. You can't stop the feelings of fear. You can't stop the feelings of anxiousness. You can't stop those feelings from coming. Brother Hagin, when he was alive, used to say it this way: you can't stop a bird from flying over your head, but you can stop it from building a nest in your hair. Same thing. You can't stop the feelings from coming, but you can do something about them staying. And that's the difference. That's what we're talking about. Feelings are going to come. Feelings of fear, feelings of anxiousness, feelings of apprehension, feelings of anger. All these feelings will come, but you can do something about them. You can say, "No, I'm blessed, and I've turned this over to God, and he's working it out. He's working it out. I can't work this out. He's working it out." And so that's what we have to do. How many times do you do it? You do it until you see change. Because he promised, "Cast my burden upon the Lord. He will provide. He will support me. He will fix it." And so when I do that, and I do it in faith, see, this is something that we need to keep in mind here. That sometimes our words hinder God moving in our behalf. And sometimes when we say it's not changing, well, there you go. You're releasing words that can hinder God from moving in your behalf. There's angels that have been assigned to us. This is in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14. "Are they not all ministering spirits sent to minister to those who are the heirs of salvation?" And so there are angels, there are ministering spirits that have been assigned. And the Psalms, I believe it's in the Psalms, it says, the angels that do excel in strength and hearken unto his voice or his word. So when we speak the word of God, the angels are moving on our behalf. Look, you look at Jesus, after he was tempted of the devil, what does it say? Angels came and did what? Strengthened him. So there are angels that are there to assist, to help, to move at God's command. But when we start talking junk, angels are just going to stand there and just, they ain't doing nothing on our behalf because we're talking junk. We're not talking the word. We're not speaking what God said. See? So, let me read a few other translations. I'm going to read again 1 Peter 5, 7. Let me read this when it says, "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." Let me read some other translations. I like this. This is called the J.B. Phillips translation. It says, "You can throw the whole weight of your anxieties upon him, for you are his personal concern." I like that. I am God's personal concern, and I can throw, this says here, I can throw the whole weight of my anxieties upon him. See, because he cares for me. The Living Bible, let him have all your worries and cares, for he is always thinking about you and watching everything that concerns you. He's watching everything that concerns you. The Barclay translation, bring all your worries to him to carry for you, for he's always concerned about you. The Knox translation, throw back on him the burden of all your anxiety. He is concerned for you. Again, we're not designed to carry all of this. And God knew that we, you know, as human beings, that we have a tendency to take on cares. That's why he gave us this provision. Cast them on him. Cast our cares upon the Lord. Now let's turn over to Psalm 91. See, remember, God is not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of faith. Psalm 91. And I'm going to read this from the King James. I'm going to read this starting in verse 1. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now this is our part. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Cast your care upon the Lord. In him will I trust. Surely, see, when I trust him, what's he doing? Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. Why? Because I trust him. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wing shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day. Would that be anxieties and concerns? Yes. 1,000. I'm sorry. Nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness. Sounds like disease and stuff. Stuff that ruin your crops. Stuff that steals. Nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. You turn on the news and all you hear is Russia's doing this and so-and-so's doing this, and people get anxious watching the news. Are we supposed to do that? No, if I am abiding in and under the shadow of the Almighty and I put my trust in him, then I can go to sleep at night. And I actually ought to just turn the news off. 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not, say it, it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because, verse 9, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. This is conditional here, folks. Because I've done that, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. I'm telling you, that's good news to me. That means all of the stuff that gets dumped on us when we hear through the news. This says nothing in here about, well, no, I need to go get a vaccine. I'm not saying you shouldn't, but this don't say none of that. If this says here, if I make my habitation, his habitation, no evil shall befall me. Hallelujah. Man, I'm telling you, I got some stories here. Verse 10, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. That's two parts here, folks. That means no evil shall befall thee. No evil shall befall thee. And what does it say? Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. This is God saying, because he set his love upon me, God, I will deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. What are we supposed to do when we're in trouble? It says, call upon him and I will answer. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Man, if he delivers you, see, the reason we can have long life is because he's delivered us from all of these things. He's protected us. He's not let any evil befall us. All of those things have happened in your life. You can live a long life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 91, verse 11. God, this is the Good News translation. God will put his angels in charge of you to protect you wherever you go. Boy, I like that. God will put his angels in charge of you. I call that divine interference. Yes, sir. I've got some divine interference running in my behalf. Message translation. He ordered his angels to guard you wherever you go. Why? Because you have made the Lord, which is your refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. And because you did, he charges the angels to protect you wherever you go. The New Living, it says, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. Isn't that good? Man, I'm telling you, I don't care what you get. You just, because you've made God your habitation, he's protecting us. You know, I think when I grew up, when I was in my teens, I started racing some cars, amateur, and it was a mix between a track and on the street. And so I remember down in New York, I was with this guy, and he had a, you know what a sleeper is? He had a Cobra engine. This, I'm talking cars now, right? He had a Ford Cobra engine in an Austin Healey 3000. So he had this massive engine in an English sports car. And so we're down in this town about, I lived in Suffern, New York, which is borders Mahwah, New Jersey. And it's like a long straight running all the way from Sloatsburg to Suffern. He pulls up, and I'm in the passenger seat. He's driving. This is late at night. And he pulls up next to a Corvette. And of course, you know, it was on at that point. And he blew this Corvette off the first quarter mile. He just blew it off. But he would not win on a long run. So it's about six miles from Sloatsburg to Suffern. So by the time we got to Mahwah, we were doing about 150. And we were moving. And on top of that, he didn't have regular tires. He had long, wide tires. They were slicks, which means they were basically for track running. So we come around, and we're coming in through Mahwah right by the Sheraton Crossroads Hotel. It had rained the night before, so the roads were dry, but the water, there was a stream of water running across Route 17 from runoff. We hit that, and it was not good. And the car was doing this down the road. And it never hit a thing. Nothing. And we're at a very high rate of speed doing 360s down the road. And all it did was it turned, and when it stopped, it was facing oncoming traffic but against the guardrail. And of course, in his sports, you know, just boom, off we go. And I'm sitting there going, my life was flashing before me as the car turned. But after, as I got older, those flashbacks came back. I said, how on earth did I survive that? And there's others, you know, I mean, just driving back from here. Twice, driving back from here just a few years ago, I fell asleep at the wheel. It was very late at night, and it had been a very long day. And I wasn't going fast. I was doing maybe 60, 65. I knew I was tired. And I was in the inside lane. And usually if you hit the strip, that little barrier strip, you'll hear some noise. I didn't hear anything. Because I said, why didn't I wake up? And when I'm driving, I'm getting down towards Mahwah now to get on 17. I'm on 287. And my eyes blink open, and I'm staring at a bumper that's parked on the side of the road. And I had shifted over just enough that it was so quick. My eyes opened, and I went that quick. And if I hadn't turned the wheel, I'd have been up in his back end. It was a police car who had stopped another car. So it was not pretty. It wouldn't have been pretty. But the angels, I am absolutely convinced, the angels protected me. They caused my eyes to open. Or I'd have been walked up in the back of somebody's car, and probably did. So that's why I'm comfortable that, I'm not doing something stupid. But you find yourself in a situation where God will protect you. He's going to protect you because you've made him your habitation. And he's charged the angels to protect you. But even in addition to that, not in addition, but back to our message, we are to do what? Cast our cares upon the Lord. Those things that cause a heaviness in the heart. Those things we are to cast upon the Lord and trust him to work it out. So something, we all go to work. We all deal with the stuff that goes along with working and jobs. And issues. And we are to do what? Cast that care upon the Lord. And he will work it out. I mean, we've seen so many things where people, even in Nanuet, where people didn't want this. They want a new job. It was one young lady started coming to the church. She hadn't been coming to the church that long. She was driving over to Westchester. She said, "I don't want to drive to Westchester anymore. Lord, I want a new job." Rather than carry the weight and burden of that, so God opened up a door for her to get a new job and a $10,000 increase and favor. And so all of those things, whatever it is, don't carry it. Trust the Lord. He will work it out. He will work it out. He will work it out. Don't carry the stress. Don't carry the anxiety and the heaviness. That's the provision for us. We're to do what? Cast our cares, our burdens upon the Lord, and He will do what? Sustain us. He will uphold us. He'll work in our behalf. Amen. I mean, you can carry Him if you want. I'm not. I'm going to sleep at night. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to sleep. Yes, sir. Brother Hagin used to say it when he was alive. He said, "Lord, he'd say, I'm not concerned even though it concerns me." So something can concern you, but you said, "You know what? I am not concerning myself with this. I'm not doing it." Now, does that mean, people would say, "Well, that's like sticking your head in the sand. You're just not caring about it." You are absolutely right. I am not going to care about it because I'm not capable to fix it. I'm not capable in my ability to fix this, but God is. He's the one that can fix it. He's the one that can make it turn around. He's the one that can change it. He's the one that can move upon people's hearts to work in my behalf. He can open doors for me to walk through and not have to care and worry about it. And that's where we have to walk. This is what we're doing. We're walking by faith and not by sight. What does that mean? If I walk by sight, then I'm going to walk based on my feelings. And I'm going to, what I see, what I hear, what I taste, what I touch, what I see, I'm going to walk and be affected by. No, it says I'm to walk by faith. What does that mean? Trust in the Lord. Make Him my habitation. Make Him the first one I go to. Lord, I don't know. I can't fix this. Help me. I heard somebody say this. I was listening to this message last night. He said, "Brother Jesse Duplantis," he said, "now how do you handle all of your TV bills? How do you handle that?" He said, "When the mail comes in, I go, 'Lord, you got mail.'" I said, "That's the way to do it. That's the way to do it. Lord, you got mail." Yeah. So, you could take that tact, but you know what? When bills come in, if you haven't been foolish with spending, then you say, "Lord, you got bills. Help me. Help me with this. Help me with whatever it is," right? But we're to cast that care, cast that anxiety upon the Lord. And He will sustain us. Amen. This isn't just something, just to fill up time here. This is something that we all walk through in every area of life. I don't care whether you're behind a pulpit or you're behind a teacher's desk or you're behind doing whatever it is that you do. You're a mom, you're a dad, you've got things that you face in life that can become a care or a worry. And what are we supposed to do? Cast our care, cast the care of that over on the Lord. And the thoughts, what does it say? Take no thought saying, what are we going to do? How are we going to do this? No, we're not going to handle it. I'm going to let the Lord handle it. He is going to show me. And that's what I need to say. Lord, I've cast the care of this over on you. I thank you that you're showing me how to walk through this. And I believe you're showing me by your Spirit how to handle this, how to walk through, how to manage this, how to go through it. You're showing me. And you leave it there. And you say that by faith. When you say something by faith, it means what? I expect to know. I expect to know. And that's faith. Amen. Glory to God. You know, we need to walk this faith walk. And this faith walk, sometimes you're gonna walk through, as they say, walk through the valley of the shadow of death. But I will not fear evil. It shall not come nigh me. Not coming nigh me. There may be a recession or a depression or whatever they want to call it, but it's not coming nigh me. Amen. I mean, when you think about it, what happened with Israel? Israel in the land of Goshen had what? They had lights. They had lights. They had divine light, and everybody else was in what? Darkness. So we don't have to be subject to all the anxieties that the world walks through because they don't have that kingdom provision. We do. We're in a new kingdom. We have new provisions, and so we can take advantage of those. Amen.